الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah سبحانه وتعالى has used the word ذكر in Quran for many different meanings. One way Allah تعالى has used the word ذكر is for the Quran al-Kareem itself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. That we Allah Ta'ala have sent down this dhikr, meaning yani this Quran al-Kareem. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we will be the ones who will safeguard and preserve it. Alhamdulillah. Before Isha Salah, our beloved Qari Sahib, he showed us his work, which I think is the tafsir of this ayah. Yes. Allah Ta'ala will raise up from this ummah, ulama of kirat, ulama of tajweed, ulama of tahfiz, mahirin. And they will preserve this Quran al-Kareem, the sabab of this hifaza. Allah Ta'ala will use the salihin, muttaqeen, mudarrisin, hufaz, qura, ulama to preserve the Quran. The Hufaz and Qurra, they preserve the wordings of Qur'an. The Ulama, they preserve the Ma'ani of Qur'an. And the Awliya, they preserve the Ahwal and Kifiyat of Qur'an. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything in Qur'an will always be mahfuz all the way until the end of time. Now last night we gave you complete bayan on Qur'an al-Kareem. So one way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word zikr in Qur'an is for the Qur'an al-Kareem itself. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses the dhikr in Quran for nasiha, for advice, for counsel. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ That you should advise, admonish, make mention of that which Allah Ta'ala mentions in Quran. Because the mention of what Allah Ta'ala mentions gives incredible, tremendous benefit to the believers. And the third way, and the most widespread way, that Allah Ta'ala uses this word dhikr in Qur'an means the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the recollection of Allah Ta'ala, that the heart is always full of feelings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uninterrupted, continued, heartfelt feelings for Allah. This is called the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much dhikr does Allah Ta'ala want us to have? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, you must make dhikr. How much dhikr? Kathira. How to translate in English? O you who believe, make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala excessively. Not a lot, not just abundantly, excessively. So much dhikr that your heart will tell you, I made excessive dhikr. These days we're not tuned to our heart. We're tuned to our stomach. We know that if you eat a lot, nobody has ever asked me this question. People ask this question, okay, how much zikr do I have to do for zikr kathir? People ask that question. Nobody's asked me that question, how much do I have to eat for kathir food? Kasrat khana ki miqdar kisi ne nahi pucha. Wo pet khud batayega. Isi tarah kasrat zikr ka miqdar dil khud gawai dega. Yes? Means, what does it mean when you eat a lot? You will know that you've eaten a lot when your stomach is full. What does it mean that you've done dhikr kathir? You will know when your qalb is full. We are living empty qalb. We are walking around with empty qulub. Sometimes we put a trickle, a few drops in there. Allah Ta'ala says, dhikran kathira. Keep making dhikr, keep making dhikr, keep making dhikr until your qalb feels so full with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the waswas of shaitan finds no place in your heart. The whisperings and desires of the nafs have no place in your heart. Ghaflat, forgetfulness, heedlessness of Allah ta'ala finds no place in your heart because your qalb is full to the brim with the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. That's the meaning of udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. So every word Allah Ta'ala says, we have to take it seriously. Because Ahkam al-Hakimeen, He is the most wise of the wise ones. Everyone is chosen. Now when Allah Ta'ala, that being who is Al-Azim, Al-Akbar, when Allah Ta'ala says the word Kathir, you can just imagine it means a whole lot. It means abundantly, excessively, tremendous amount of zikr. But that's wonderful. When there's something nice, don't you want to have a whole lot? You have ice cream, you want a whole lot. Children want chocolate sauce, they want to pour the whole bottle. Yes. Dhikr and kathira, pour the whole bottle of chocolate sauce of zikr on your qalb. And keep pouring and pouring and pouring. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful deen. Such a beautiful command Allah Ta'ala gave us. Nothing difficult to do, nothing hardship to do, no sacrifice required, no monetary sacrifice required. Just make the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Just remember Him a lot, remember Him all the time. So this is a great mistake we have made. That we in our heart, we don't value the words of Allah Ta'ala. That's why we gave you Bayan al-Quran last night. We don't have the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, we don't have the azmat of Quran. So how are we going to have the azmat of this? And then there's so many people again stuck on this confusion. That but zikr is nafil. What does it mean? But zikr is optional. Zikr is optional. This is what I want to address tonight. First of all, anything Allah Ta'ala tells us to do, our heart shouldn't feel it's optional. Is that the way the lover is with their beloved? No, the lover says even the isharat, even the slight subtle indications, even the wish of the beloved is my command. Don't they say that in English? Your wish is my command. Don't we say that? People say that in worldly love. When are we going to learn to say that to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, your command is my command and your wish is my command. This is called Deen of Islam. There's no distinction in the Ashik, Sadiq, Salik between Farz and Nafl and Mustahab. What do they know about that? Yes, with our Urdu ulama, they used to make poetry about this. We know nothing about Farz, Wajib, Sunnah, Mustahab, Nafl. We are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, we know that we love Him, Ya Allah, your wish is our command. This is Deen of Islam. This is the type of insan Deen of Islam has come to create. We've lost this way, confused, stuck on this issue, that these things are optional. And when we think they're optional, we become neglectful about them. When we're neglectful about them, we lose the blessings of this zikr. One thing you should understand that in the month of Ramadan, as we told on the first night, is Allah Ta'ala has changed shaitan. But that means also that this month of Ramadan is a great opportunity for us, given that the enemy is chained, to train ourselves how to protect ourselves from that very same enemy of shaitan. The second Ramadan ends, we should take advantage of this, right? Like if sometimes there's a war and one military is not going to fight for 1 month, so this military says, okay, we'll regroup, we'll re-strategize, we'll reorganize, we'll rethink, so that when the month ends, we are better equipped to better defend ourselves against an enemy called shaitan. This is why Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, "Inna shaitana lakum aduwwun," that indeed shaitan is a die-hard enemy to you. Yes, indeed shaitan is a die-hard enemy to you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ أَدُوبًا. You should realize this and defend yourself against him the way you would against an enemy. In this day and age, if there's somebody in your office, or somebody in the work, or some rival in business, or someone in your in-laws, who even shows slight enmity towards you, you put all your shields up, you think of all the strategy, how to protect yourself. And when are we going to start strategizing and planning how to protect ourselves against that enemy who Allah Ta'ala told us in Quran is Aduwwun Mubeen, hardcore enemy, diehard enemy? Then if somebody was an enemy to you, an enemy to your father, an enemy to your mother, an enemy to your children, an enemy to your spouse, and was enemy to your grandparents, How would you feel about that person? Shaitan was enemy to all of the above, or Shaitan was enemy to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi sallam? He was the enemy to our Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He was the enemy to Sahaba Ikram. Can you imagine this enemy? And we are sitting in a relaxed way, not trying to follow the hidayah, the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in deen. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, Alam ahad alaykum ya bani Adam. Didn't I not take this pledge, this pact, covenant from you? Allah ta'budu shaitan, that you would not do ibadah of shaitan. Means, what does it mean, ya Allah? You don't just listen to shaitan. Ibadah means you wouldn't obey him. You wouldn't listen him. His command wouldn't be your wish. It's supposed to be Allah's wish is our command. We switched it and the wish of shaitan and nafs has become our command. This Allah ta'ala is saying, La ta'budu, you weren't supposed to do that. Innahu lakum aduvum mubeen. Same thing. Indeed, the shaitan is a die-hard enemy to you. Now, what does this mean? How does shaitan do this enemy? How does he afflict this enmity on us? And why do we fall prey to it? It's called a ghafla. If a person is a ghafil, and if a person does not listen to Allah Ta'ala, if a person does not remember Allah Ta'ala, and if a person does not listen to Allah Ta'ala, they will fall prey to shaitan. Look what Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. That person who stays away from the nasiha, from the advice of all merciful Allah Ta'ala, does not listen to that which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, lets himself become blind, turns the blind eyes, burns what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, then what happens? Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, nuqayyid lahu shaitanan, fa huwa lahu qareen. Allah Ta'ala says, we will appoint a special shaitan on them, and that shaitan will be qareen, that shaitan will be stuck on them. That shaitan will be their close companion. I will glue that shaitan on them. If they turn away from the zikr of Rahman, means that here zikr means nasiha, the advice, the counsel, the commandments, the wishes of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, here also means nafl. Who turns away from the wishes of Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala will afflict a shaitan on them. Allahu Akbar. And that shaitan will be kareen, all a companion, always accompanying them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah Ta'ala is giving us hidayah in Quran. Once we gave beyond Pakistan about all the ayat and several hadith just about shaitan. It scared me when I was preparing that beyond. When you put it all together, Allahu Akbar, he's really aduwwu mubeen. He's an intense enemy. Al-aman al-hafiz na'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. But Allah has given us a hidayah. Now watch. What does Allah Ta'ala say in Quran? Illa alladhina taqaw. That those who have taqwa, this month Ramadan, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Ramadan is the month of taqwa. What happens when you get taqwa? إِنَّ لِنَا التَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. That when a group of the shayateen, a contingent of the shayateen, a horde of the shayateen, they come to them, they try to afflict that person, what they do? تَذَكَّرُوا. They intensely make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here comes in Quran, what is the weapon of the believer against shaitan? The zikr of Allah. So if in this month Allah Ta'ala has changed shaitan, what should we be doing in this month? Training, retraining ourselves in that shield, in that protection against shaitan. We should be training ourselves in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Ramadan is the month of taqwa. And what do the muttaqeen do? When shaitan tries to afflict them, they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a dua we should make to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us taqwa in this month, grant us zikr in this month, so that when you unleash shaitan and all the shayateen at the end of this month, we will be safeguarded, we will be protected, we will be remaining in our zikr of you. And then Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, what does an enemy do when an enemy attacks you? The first thing the enemy has to do is it has to take away any capability you may have at defending yourself. A robber, they rob you, they will first say, hands up. Why? Because when you put your hands up, they know that now you have no mechanism. If you had anything, if you had any tool of self-defense, you will not be able to access it. Listen to Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, what is the hands up shaitan? Istahawdha alayhimu shaitan. That shaitan afflicted them. He came ghalib, he overwhelmed them. What did he do? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. What does he do when he gets the believers? He makes them sin? No. What does he do? He put lust in them? No. What did he do when he attacked them? He put some twisted waswasa in them? No. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ When Shaitan gets a believer in his grip, all he simply does, literally word for word translation, he makes them forget the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That's it. That's all Shaitan does. That's it. This is his enmity that he does to us. One shot is enough for him. Now you tell me, is zikr optional? You think zikr is optional after these ayat? Allahu Akbar. You think you can live without the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the one weapon, the one shield, the one protection against shaitan, the one thing that shaitan is going to try to take away when he prevails upon us? Another verse Allah ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِيَ بَيْنَكُمَ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ That what does shaitan want? He wants to place between you enmity and malice and hatred. He wants, O believers, that you should not like each other. You should not get along with each other. You should not be able to benefit with each other. You should not be able to work with each other. This is also what shaitan wants. Okay, now how is he going to do that? Fil khamri wal maisir. First he's going to try to involve you in liquor, get you intoxicated. He's going to try to involve you gambling. You will see, I'm sure it's the case in South Africa, it's the case in New York City and Chicago, that in the poor areas you'd be surprised that okay, these are the ghettos of Chicago, these are the slums of New York, but the two things you will find almost in every block, a liquor store and an off-track betting place. Ya Allah, these people are poor. Liquor is more expensive than Pepsi and juice. And where are they getting extra money to gamble? It's shaitan. It's shaitan, shaitan, shaitan. It's the shaitanic system. Right there for you to see. What business do these two types of stores have there? I don't know if it's the same here. I would assume it must be something like that here also. It's ajeeb. Okay, then, what does Allah Ta'ala say? And then, what else does shaitan want to do? وَيَسُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ And he wants to stop you first from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and then from salah. First zikr. First thing he will stop is don't do zikr. So next time you should think that the day I didn't do my zikr, don't think it was because I was busy. Don't think maybe this happened to me. وَيَسُلُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Maybe shaitan got to me. Maybe shaitan stopped me from doing zikr. How can I be sure that that didn't happen? Don't miss and skip your zikr. Don't view it as optional. You think it was so light of so little value, your die-hard expert enemy, as long as shaitan is some, you know, novice, he's been dragging humanity astray for thousands of years. He doesn't sleep. He's been doing it 24/7, 365 for thousands of years. What does he do after, what is his weapon? Makes them forget zikr. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ He makes them وَيَسُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ This is what he does. You think that's optional? And you see now the importance of zikr, the necessity of zikr, the critical necessity to remember Allah Ta'ala. That's why Allah Ta'ala told us in Quran, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ That don't you dare let yourself be like the people of ghafla. Don't you be like them for even a second. You must become from the dhakirin. اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا So the first attack shaitan makes on zikr. Why? Because he knows once I take their zikr away, I can even take their fard away. Next to salah. It's play for him. But as long as they're doing zikr, I can't touch them. Yes, this is the benefit, the virtue, the power of becoming of the zakirin. So this is the way shaitan attacks us. So we should never view the zikr as nafil. That's why the person who doesn't do zikr outside salah, shaitan is even able to put his waswasa on him when the person's inside salah. Yes? That's why they say we pray salah, and I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about that, and all of a sudden I got reminded about this. So there's a famous joke, our shaykh even likes to tell this sometimes, that once there was a congregation of people, and it was 4 rakat salah, and people were confused at the end of the salah, did the imam need 3 rakats, or did he leave 4 rakats? and the Imam didn't know, and no one in the congregation seemed to know, then one man said that Imam, it was 3 rakat. And said, oh, mashallah, you must have a lot of zikr and salah. He said, no, no. Actually, in every, I have 4 sons, and I've set them up with 4 businesses, and every rakat I think about 1 son in business. Today, oh, I only thought about 3 of my sons' businesses, therefore you must have only prayed 3 rakats, you must not have prayed 4 rakats. Allahu Akbar, Ajeeb. Our mashayikh also, they tell it as a joke, but the tragedy is, it's true for some of us. It's actually true, that's the state of our salah. That's the state of our salah. We don't have the zikr inside salah. Can you imagine how hard that heart must be? That first you heard adhan, it didn't melt it. You made wudu, it didn't melt it. You came into masjid, it didn't melt it. You stood on masallah, it didn't melt it. You lifted your hand, you said Allahu Akbar, it didn't melt it. You started saying, reciting Surah Fatiha, it didn't melt it. You bowed, went into ruku, it still didn't melt it. You went all the way into sajda and said Subhanahu Rabbil A'la, still it didn't melt your heart. How hard must that heart be? How bitter must that heart be that you put the sugar of adhan, sugar of wudu, sugar of fatiha, sugar of ruku, sugar of sajda, and it still doesn't taste the sweetness of salah? People say, I don't feel anything in salah. Can you imagine? If I put a whole gallon of honey and a whole ton of sugar in your tea, and you tell me it still doesn't taste sweet, what will I say? I say, you're extremely sick. Extremely sick. You're paralyzed. Your tongue is paralyzed from taste. And you would flee to a doctor if that was your case. Our heart has become paralyzed from the sweetness of salah, and we don't go to the mashayikh awliya or the spiritual doctors. Look at me, even you get some slight thing on your hand, you want the doctors to come to you. Slight surface thing. We want medical care. And our qalb, our spiritual heart, is in critical condition. And we're not even willing to admit it to the ICU. Our mashayikh say, ki hum kab tak ye pheeke namaz padte rahenge? Aap ek waqt pheeka khana bhi pasand nahi karte. Aap 5 waqt pheeke namaz padhna kyun pasand karte? He said in English that you wouldn't even like to eat bland, tasteless food once. You can't do it. Completely bland, tasteless food. Why do you want to pray 5 bland, tasteless salah 5 times a day, every day of your life? If the food is bland, you send it back. Add salt, fix it up. What about the salah? When are we going to fix up the salah? What's the ingredient in salah? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِلذِّكْرِ. One ingredient in salah. One. Allah didn't make it difficult. Allah has not made it complicated. Allah has made it easy. This is the ease indeed. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَدِّينُ يُسْرٌ. He didn't mean what is easy is deen. He didn't say ease is deen. He said deen is easy. Why is it easy? It's so easy in life if you get a manual of instructions to follow it. That's a very easy thing to do. Allah Ta'ala gave us one goal. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِلذِّكْرِ. That established the salah for my dhikr. Okay, to help us do dhikr. اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرٍ كَثِيرًا. Make it Allah. We chose not to follow the instruction. Anything in life, no matter how easy it is, if you don't follow the instruction, you won't be able to do it. I give you a baby puzzle, but you don't follow the instructions, you won't be able to build it. If you choose stubbornly not to follow the instructions, the world will tell you it's a piece of cake, it's easy. But you don't follow the instructions, so you won't be able to do it. So it is easy to do zikr, is easy to feel Allah Ta'ala in salah, is easy to remember Allah Ta'ala in salah, but we have to be guided by the guidance. We have to get this hidayah. When a person gets the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in their salah, then Allah Ta'ala makes their salah transform them. Then they get what Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That indeed the salah prevents the salah itself. No extra effort. Just pray 5 times a day, you're good to go. The salah itself will stop us from doing fahsha, lewd, crude, immodest things, and munkar, rejected, repudiated things, if only we could fix our salah and pray salah with zikr. So this is why we train ourselves in Ramadan to learn this zikr. Fix our salah, stay away from fahsha and munkar, train yourself in zikr, protect it from shaitan. What more do we need in deen? What more do we need? Nafs, fahsha and munkar is nafs, and the other one is shaitan. So Ramadan and Zikr have a great connection to each other. This is the month of the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of learning how to focus on the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they in the earlier times, this is what they used to say to the mashayikh and awliya. If they asked, why have you come to me? They wouldn't say, I've come to you because I need help in my business, or I've come to you because I want you to make dua that I have children. They would say what? I've come to you because I want to learn how to pray salah with my heart. I want to pray two rakats like Nabi Akreem sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. I want to pray two rakats like the Sahaba Ikram prayed. Lord, but last year in Zami Itikaf, one of the asatas of Darulum Deoband had been coming for a few years, he gave bayan after Asr, and he said that after all these years coming to Zambia, I realized that what is tasawwuf? Tasawwuf is learning how to pray your salah from the takbir at-tahrima, from the very start, to saying salam to the very end with a heartfelt zikr. With your heart. He said, this is what I realized after all these years. This is what I'm learning. How to pray salah with the heart. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is what we should be doing. That Shaykh teach me how to pray two rakat salah. That's what I want. The muftis have taught me how to pray it outwardly. That was one training. I had to sit down and memorize what I had to do, what I had to recite. That was an effort I did when I was a child. Now I've grown up and I realize it's not enough. I have the shell of salah. I have the outer form of salah. Now I want the ruh of salah. I want the heart of salah. This also has to be learnt. Ye bhi seekhi sikhaya jata hai, ye khud nahi milta. This also has to be taught and learnt. This goes from heart to heart. Heart to heart. This is called the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next benefit is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. That know that only and only in the zikr of Allah. Allah hafitan be well informed, be aware. Listen attentively. Bi zikrillahi. Just the ba means only and only in the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Tatma'innu al-qulub. Do the spiritual hearts find tranquility? Your body might get itminan from doing exercise. Your mind might get itminan from reading something. But your qalb, the heart of your ruh, that will only get itminan from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, this is something that everybody wants. Even a non-Muslim, everybody wants this. Every human wants peace of heart. Every human wants serenity, tranquility. Everybody wants sukoon and itminan. Allah ta'ala also placed that in our deen from the same zikr. So you do zikr, protected from shaitan. You do zikr, you can feel Allah Ta'ala's salah. You do zikr, the salah itself will prevent you from doing sin. You do zikr, you'll have itminan in your qalb. Now you want to tell me zikr is nafil? You want to tell me zikr is optional? It's a strange attitude people have taken towards deen. Make themselves mahroom of Quran al-Kareem. I would say it's tahreef al-deen. This is a deviant changing of deen to take such an attitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala, I don't do it because it's optional. Allahu Akbar. What are you going to do about these ayat? If you think it's so optional, you take scissors and you pick up your mushaf of Quran and you cut these ayat out. Yes, if you're so insistent, I'm not going to do amal on it, you take scissors and you cut it out of your mushaf of Quran. Because you have taken scissors and cut it out of your heart and your life. Now, I'm saying very strong words. But they say in English, right? Actions speak louder than words. I'm putting words to our actions. When we stubbornly insist that I'm not going to do something, it means we've cut it out. It means we've cut it out. Then some people, they have a strange, another mistake. What? They say, no, you know, I don't do zikr of Allah Ta'ala because that's not my mizaj. That's not the kind of person I am. I'm more of a khidmat person. Some people say that to me. I'm more into khidmat. Shaykh, don't tell me to do zikr. I can do your khidmat. Why? He says, it's just not who I am. I'm not the zikr kind of guy. This is wrong. Who you are and what you are, what value does that have in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Deen of Islam has been revealed to change who you are. You're celebrating and defending who you are. Who you are is nothing. Who you are has no value. It has no haysiyah. When Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, udhkurullah, you have one choice. You are alladhina amanu or not. That's the only choice you have. You want to say you're not alladhina amanu? I say, okay, fine. And zikr is not your temperament. I don't say anything. You want to be alladhina amanu? All alladhina amanu have to do zikr kafir. It's not something, oh, I'm not a Sufi type of person. Where'd you come up with this word? Who told you zikr is for Sufis? Zikr is for alladhina amanu, listen to Allah Ta'ala in Qur'an, Qur'an azim ash-shan. It's nothing to do with your temperament, your inclination. Some other people, they say, that Shaykh, you know, I'm busy in another work of deen. I'm an alim, and I teach so much ilm, and I do so much teaching, and I do tadris, and research, and writing, so I do not zikr type of person. I do relief work, I'm not a zikr type of person. I do this type of dawah, that type of dawah, not a zikr type of person. We met mujahideen even. That's coming later, I'm going to show you. I'm not a zikr type of person. Where did you get this concept? Who told you that zikr is one branch of deen and you can pick some other branch? The zikr is not a branch of deen. Ye koi line nahi hai ki main zikr wale line ko hoon ya nahi hoon. Ye aapko galat fehmi hogi. This is the misunderstanding you have, that zikr is some line of work, and either you're a worker in that, you're a worker in some other line. Those are other things. Yes, they're different lines of khidmat of deen, no doubt. A person might be a person of dawah, person of relief work, person of humanitarian work, person of Islamic banking. They're different lines of khidmat. But this is not khidmat. This is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for all alladhina amanu. It doesn't matter what line of work you are. All of the alladhina amanu have to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our great ulama Dioban, they were the living embodiment of this. Notwithstanding their ilm, all of them did a lot. Kasrat zikr, formal zikr. Then Allah ta'ala took every single line of khidmat from them. Yes. In the whole history of this ummah, you can only see two jama'ats, two groups of people from which Allah Ta'ala took every single branch of khidmat of deen. The first are called Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and second are called Ulama Dioband. Allah Ta'ala took every single branch of khidmat of deen. So what does it mean? That no matter what branch of khidmat of deen you do, you have to be doing the zikr of kasrat the zikr. Because that's who they were, that's what they did. Because that's what alladhina amanu, it means to be alladhina amanu. Alladhina amanu are udhkurullah zikran kathira. They're zakirin. Look, this is a word in Quran. Wadhakirin Allah kathira wadhakirat. And those male believers who remember Allah Ta'ala excessively, and the women believers who remember Allah Ta'ala excessively. Now if me and you don't try to be zakirin, and the women listening don't try to become zakirat, then you tell me who else is there left on earth to answer the call of Quran? Who else is there left on earth to put in their heart the sifat of iman that Allah has mentioned in Quran? There's no one else. It's only you and me. It's only this ummah left. There's nothing to do. There's no way out of this zikr. Third, some people say, I'm too busy to do zikr. Another one, why don't you do zikr? Because I am too busy to do zikr. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now let me retranslate that sentence to you. I am too busy to do what my Allah Ta'ala wants me to do. Let me retranslate that for you. I am so busy, I am too busy to do zikr kaleel, I am too busy even to do a little bit of zikr, even though my Allah Ta'ala wants me to do udhkurullah zikran kathira, even though my Allah Ta'ala wants me to do a lot of zikr. I said, when I put it into words, we have to put our actions into words to realize. Can anybody say that sentence? Again, actions speak louder than words. Our lives are screaming this sentence. So what did Allah Ta'ala say in Quran? You mean easy. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. Okay, when you're not busy. That's what it means. When you're farig, when you're free, when you are no longer busy, when you are not busy. So easy then. I'll answer this question. Somebody says, I'm too busy. I said, okay, do zikr when you're not busy. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. And turn to your Rabb in ragba, in longing, yearning, zikr and remembrance. We were telling our friends in the late night that if somebody says, I'm too busy to do zikr, Allah Ta'ala will test this statement. How will He test it? Some days in your life, He will make you less busy. And you will see now. Let's see if you do more zikr. Because you said, I'm too busy. Okay? If I don't do zikr because I'm too busy, and I'm honest, that's true, then that means I will do zikr when I'm less busy. We don't know like that. We fail that test. You can't tell in a person's book of deeds which day was a Sunday and which day was a Wednesday. There's no difference. There should be a difference, clear difference in Mu'mineen's record. You should be able to see clearly that this is the day off and this is the day at work. Why? Because when they're less busy, more ibadah, more busy, less ibadah, we can accept that. No problem. More busy, you do less ibadah. Less busy, you do more ibadah. We do the first half. When we're more busy, we do less ibadah. We don't do the second half. When we're less busy, we don't do more ibadah. So these are the three misconceptions that people had. Why is it zikr? We wanted to address all three of them. Here, so we were telling you, Allah bi zikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. That with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, a person gets itminan. They enjoy their heart. Their heart gets tranquility. This is why the poet, he said in Urdu, kitni taskeen hai wabasta tere naam ke saath. How much sukoon is there just in your name? Neen kaanton par bhi aa jaati hai. Aaram ke saath. I can easily, happily even fall asleep on a bed of needles if I'm doing the zikr of your name. Allahu Akbar. Then in our area of Punjab, Mashaikh say, na dunya se na gholat se, na dunya se na dolat se, na ghar abad karne se, neither from anything in the world, nor any material possession, nor having a fancily decorated house, tasalli dil ko hoti hai, magar Allah ko yaad karne se. That you will not get any tranquility in your heart except by doing the zikr of Allah. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Quran Kareem is worth being written in gold because it's the golden guidance, the golden advice for us. So much barakat. Then one shaykh, he said in a beautiful way, this we may have to get our friend to do for us because this is saiki or something. Allah Allah. Eti shirin hastanam, shiru shakar mishu janam tanam. Shiru shakar mishu janam tamam. What does it mean in English? That's a beautiful thing. I'll explain it in English. What is he saying? He's saying that Allah Allah, mean taking Allah Ta'ala's name is so sweet that just like when you mix the sugar with the milk, then the sweetness of the sugar goes into every drop, every molecule, every atom of that milk. Just like that, when I take the name of the zikr of the name, Allah, Allah, the sweetness goes into every pore, every molecule, every atom of my being, just like the sugar when it's stirred goes into every drop of milk. Allahu Akbar. They didn't come up with these words from their mind. They were feeling it with their heart. This person, when they came up with this poem the first time, they were expressing a real feeling that they were feeling. How lucky those people were that they lived Quran. How lucky those people were that they were Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We could also be so lucky. Same Quran is for us. Same hidayah is for us. Same zakirin are there. Same zikr is there. It's us who are the missing ingredient. We haven't put our own effort in it. Allah Ta'ala's name today is as sweet as it was in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabarak asmu rabbik. Full of barakah is the name of your Rabb, that's unwaning, unfading, unchanging barakah. But again, we don't have neither the tongues that take that name, nor do we have the hearts anymore that feel that name. Alright? So the place of zikr is the qalb. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We're going to remember Allah Ta'ala with our heart. Like we've been explaining for the past few days, one is to remember Allah Ta'ala with your tongue, and one is to remember Allah Ta'ala with your heart. You must first focus on being able to remember Allah Ta'ala with your heart. Then when you do the zikrs of the tongue, they will be heartfelt, and then they will also give a nur to you. But if you do a zikr of the tongue and your heart isn't in it, you roll off thousands of times durood sharif, but your heart doesn't feel any love for the Prophet at that time, that durood sharif will not be of benefit to you. You will get reward for it, but it won't do your tazkiyah. You won't get qurb. Once I was sitting with my shaykh and one person came to him and he said for 20 years he was reciting and he mentioned increasing amount of numbers of durood salawat. But then he himself said about himself, so I'm not saying it, shaykh didn't say it, he said it about himself, but still I'm not able to focus in my salat. Then the shaykh asked him that, okay, what do you feel when you recite durood? He says, I've been reciting it for so many years, it's just a matter of routine for me now. I don't feel anything. I'm not even thinking about the Prophet. I'm just going through the motions. But Shaykh said, but that's the problem. That's really not called zikr then. So he said, you have to do zikr kalbi. You have to be trained to feel the feelings. If you can feel the feelings, even if you recite durood say salawat one time, once, but with a heart of love for the Prophet, a heart that is missing the Prophet, a heart that is yearning and begging Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you said in Quran, Inna Allaha wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Nabi Kareem already has your salawat, but I also want to put my share. I also want to make dua to you, that Ya Allah, from my behalf you send some salawat on the Prophet, please Ya Allah. Please, for me also send some salawat on the Prophet. You are sending salawat anyway, but please, Ya Allah, tag my name to one of those billions of salawat you are sending to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a person makes the receipt like that, with that feeling in their heart, even one time, that will transform them, that will revolutionize them. That's the power of salawat. When it's heartfelt said, it can fix their salah, fix their whole life. But that's when our heart is in it. Our heart has to be in it. So that's why our Mashayikh, they trained us to make zikr with the heart. What we've been talking to you at night about zikr kalbi, muraqabah wukuf kalbi. All the time to remember Allah Ta'ala in our heart, wukuf kalbi. It means that our heart is stuck on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart is stuck on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It is so stuck that nothing can make it unstuck. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Nothing can unstuck them. Nothing can shake them. Nothing can divert them from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Yes, this was another story I forgot for you last night. One shaykh, he also did this in front of Kaaba. I told you last night, our Dada Pir Hazrat Ghulam Habib Ramtaleh, he recited Quran. I'm going to say in Urdu a little bit, then tell English. From our Dada Pir Hazrat Ghulam Rabiatani, the Kaaba ki samne. مطاف میں کعبہ کے دیکھتے ہوئے تلاوت قرآن کا ختم اس انداز سے کیا کہ ہر آیت پڑھ کر پھر دعا مانگی اللہ تعالیٰ اس آیت کی معرفت اور امن نصیب فرما پھر پڑھی پھر دعا مانگی پھر آیت پڑھی پھر دعا مانگی پورا قرآن اس انداز سے ختم کیا Those of you yesterday I said this story already a few in English I'll tell you another one in English that there was another person that he made dua in the following way in Kaaba, that he read those ayat in Quran where Allah Ta'ala mentions his special believers. And after every ayah he would make dua, Ya Rab, Allahumma Ya Rab ajalna minhum. So he would read, Rajalun la tulhim, O Allah, make me from them. He would read, Wadhakirin Allah kathira make dua, O Allah, make me from them. He would read, Ya ayatuhan nafsul mutmainna. He would say, O Allah, make me from them. He just started reading, he was hafiz. MashaAllah, like a Qari Sahib computer hafiz. So I can't do that. I would have somebody to print it for me. But he knew he was skipping through the whole Quran. Ye bhi ek maujum hai. Quran Kareem mein un ayat jisme Allah Ta'ala ne apne pyare bandon ka tazkira kiya hai. Jahan rijalullah aur sifat walon ka tazkira hai. Un ek ek ayat ko pad kar har ayat ke baad dua mangna. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Ye bhi ek tatma ho sakta hai. Padhne wale mangne wale se mangte hain. It means in English that those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to be like the lovers of Allah ta'ala, they search for in the Quran where Allah ta'ala has mentioned those who love Him and those who He loves. They will read, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawabeen. Then they make dua, Allahumma ij'alna min at-tawabeen al-mahbubeen. They will read that Allah ta'ala loves mutawakkileen, muhsineen. Whatever, this is their relationship with Quran. Allahu Akbar. Lovers of Allah ta'ala. Lovers of Allah ta'ala. So this zikr of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart. Then look, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said another jeeb hadith. And this was narrated by Imam Ahmad, later by Imam Tirmidhi, but first by Imam Ahmad after his musnad. What? The Prophet said, لا تكوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. That the day of judgment, the hour will not happen. As long as there's even one person making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala's name repeatedly, as long as there's one person calling from their heart, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the hadith that is also evidence of our method of zikr of our Mashayikh in Naqshband. And Imam An-Nawawi Matan, his Sharan Sahih Muslim, he uses this hadith to comment on another hadith in the Sahih of Muslim. Now imagine that if the power of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala's name is enough to keep away such a calamity as the sa'a, as the day of judgment, as the hour, as the end of time. So don't you think the power of the zikr of Allah's name can keep away shaitan and nafs and sins from our hearts? Allahu Akbar. There's a big ta'thir, big effect, big power in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now you tell me, is it optional? Can something like that be optional? That our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says can even keep away the end of time. And this is also a sign, by the way, that Allah Ta'ala loves the believers so much. This gives us great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I want to mention to you this because it's 25th night, and on all the last odd nights we want to really turn to Allah Ta'ala's mercy. This hadith gives us a sign that Allah Ta'ala loves His believers so much, the least of the torments of the entire process of Day of Judgment, the least of the torments is the cataclysmic sound of the blowing of the horn by the angel Israfil. It will pierce the ears. And Allah Ta'ala is saying that He will not let him blow the horn, or the trumpet, however you want to call it, blow the horn, have the hour come, as long as there is one believer who takes Allah's name left in the world. So the Muhaddithin and the commentaries, they also wrote that that means that Allah Ta'ala will only let the cataclysmic sound of the horn enter into the ears of non-Zakirin mu'mineen. So if the Zakirin are protected from the first cataclysmic sound, then it gives us hope that Zakirin will be protected from all of the other trials and torments and tribulations of the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb barakat Allah Ta'ala has placed in the zikr. Ajeeb barakat Allah Ta'ala has placed in the zikr. Sometimes people still, they say, you know, it's just Allah Ta'ala's name. You're stressing this so much. Some people say that you're stressing it so much. Allahu Akbar. When Allah Ta'ala stressed zikr in Quran, is it not my duty to stress zikr to you? I have no choice other than to stress it to you. But still some people. So I'll give you a story. There's one shaykh from the Mashayikh of Rasulullah, Hazrat Shaykh Waja Abul Hasan Kharkani Namtale. And he lived at a time when there was a very famous philosopher, some of you may have heard his name, Abu Ali Ibn Sina, Avicenna in his Romanized version. So once Ibn Sina was in his bayan, and Shaykh Abul Hasan Kharkani Namtale was talking about the name of Allah Ta'ala, the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala, the power of the zikr of the name of Allah Ta'ala, how much it changes a person, and he was talking and talking. So Ibn Sina, he's a philosopher, a person of the mind, he can't understand things of the heart. So at one point he interrupted and said, Shaykh, so much you're talking about Allah Ta'ala's name. Can Allah Ta'ala's name really have such a big effect on us that you're saying? Ask the question. Interrupt it. Allahu Akbar. Okay. So, Khaja Abul Sakhar, he paused, and then he just continued his speech. And after a couple of minutes, after continuing his speech, he went to Ibn Sina and addressed him, Ya Khar. Khar means donkey in Persian. Oh donkey. And then he went back and he kept talking. But Ibn Sina, his face turned red. He started sweating. He was so embarrassed. Shaykh called him donkey. So then Shaykh continued the speech. After a couple of minutes, he said, Oh Ibn Sina. Then he went back to him. Oh Ibn Sina, what's happened to you? You seem to look as if something happened. He said, Shaykh, you called me donkey in front of the whole gathering. He said, Oh Ibn Sina, just one word donkey had such a big effect on you. If one word donkey can have such a big effect on you, then why do you doubt that one word ism jalala, ism zat Allah can have an effect on a person? Allahu Akbar. Look how they explain to people. Ajeeb. And it's true. It's exactly true. We've experienced in our life, somebody calls you a name, you get shaken up. One name, one word. Even we experience it in love. Your true beloved, within nikah, if she calls your name, your heart gets melted. So yes, our heart is melted at the hearing and mention of the name of our beloveds in this world. When is our heart going to be melted by the mention of our mahbubi hakiki, our true beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, who are the believers, who are the mu'minun? إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That when the very mention of Allah Ta'ala is made, their hearts tremble and quiver. Sometimes they tremble and quiver of fear, and sometimes they flutter in rapture and love and yearning, but their heart is always affected and moved by the very mention of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that's just mu'mineen. Allah is not saying this is some high group, just awliya. No, 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 no. The believers are like this. The believers. That's what me and you want to be. Huh? Really, if we could spend our whole life and just die as the mu'mineen haqqa, as the true believers, this would be a great, great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the sifat of the believers. Whatever Allah ta'ala said in Quran, as alladhina amanu mu'mineen, we should try to feel it. Try to be it. Try to live those attributes. And one of the most frequently mentioned attributes in Quran is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I want to show you a small taste of what happens when a person goes even deeper into zikr. Because every now and then people, you need to see ahead. What great gift is in store. Like sometimes if you meet a young man and you ask them, oh, why did you choose to go into science? He said, once I heard a talk about the incredible nature of the galaxy, but that just sparked my curiosity. So much more incredible than the galaxy. And all that it contains is called the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, our Shaykh says that the day humanity went after marifat, deep knowledge of creation, they lost their deep knowledge of the Creator. Now we know so many things scientifically, but we don't know anything even about the Asma'ul Husna of Allah Ta'ala. We don't know the depths of Quranic wisdom, but we can talk about all types of fancy things about molecular biology and fancy things about astronomy and all types of other ideas. We've lost our understanding of the intricate subtleties of the knowledge of deen and of the nature of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Imam al-Abani Nabtayi Mujalla Fisayata, he made, and Hazrat Shah Bahauddin Bakshabal Bukhari made a nisab of zikr. I want to share it with you. So you see, I'm going to give you behind the scenes tour. What happens to these zakirin? In the very beginning, they first make zikr of Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah Allah. And they keep making it, keep making it, keep making it, till they get that tabattul, wazkur isma rabbik wa tabattul ilayhi tabtila. So they get so attached to Allah Ta'ala's name, so absorbed in Allah Ta'ala's name that they forget everything else. Then our mashayikh, they teach that after that you should make zikr of La ilaha illallah. Why? Now that you have done ithbat, you have affirmed the love and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, but still you may still have slight interaction, interest, attachment to creation. So now you have to do nothing of that. You have to sever any and all attachment from creation to get the pure, unadulterated attachment to Allah Ta'ala. So then Mashayikh teaches to practice zikr of La ilaha illallah. Second reason they say, Ajib, they say that when you did the zikr of Allah Allah, maybe during the course of that zikr you experienced some feelings. Feelings of sukoon, feelings of itminan, and maybe they distracted you. Maybe now instead of doing zikr just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you started doing zikr for the sake of the feelings you felt. So the Imam Rabbayata says that take out the sword of La and La ilaha illallah and slaughter the feelings that you feel, because you should only do zikr for the sake of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So that's why they say we do La ilaha illallah later. Then says when these two stages are done, then they go to a third stage. Third stage, they say that now that your heart has become fully attached to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and severed from creation, they say now you should go to Quran. And there are certain ayat in Quran, you should simply just reflect upon them, like was recited tonight in Salat Tadabbur. You should just contemplate, ponder on their meanings, such as Allah Ta'ala said, Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum, our mashayikh call of maraqib al-ma'iyat. You should ponder on this reflection that Allah Ta'ala is with me wherever I am. And just sit there and feel it. Just sit there and feel the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Because now you're able to feel it because of the zikr of Allah Allah, followed by the zikr of La ilaha illallah. Now you can actually feel that qurb that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran. Allahu Akbar. This is why our mashayikh train us in zikr. Then Imam Rabbani said that Allah Ta'ala has a special mercy, you can say, or blessing. We call it in fancy Arabic tajilliyat. A special mercy and blessing. And this is his tajilliyat zati daimi. What does this mean? So put it this way. One is Allah Ta'ala's sifat, the way He relates to us in His aspect of being, let's say, Ar-Rahman, He sends His mercy on us. He's Al-Hadi, He sends His hidayah on us. Right? From different attributes. Then there's not filtered through any particular attribute, Allah Ta'ala from His Zat, from the essence of who He is, He sends mercy and blessings on a person. That's called the Tajalliyat-i Zati, and that daimi means Allah Ta'ala loves the believer so much, Allah Ta'ala is always sending these mercies and blessings on their heart. But we have to open up our heart to receive them. Just like you can imagine today there's a radio. Now, it's not that when you turn the radio on, then the signal comes. No, the waves are always being broadcast. They're always there. It's just that we had the radio off, so there was no sound. If you turn the radio on, you're picking up on the waves that were already there. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala is always sending His blessings on the believers. مَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ Allah is always sending it on the qulub of the believers. Then you need to be trained to turn the receiver on. I gave you a brief glimpse into this path of zikr. Allahu Akbar. Then what happens is that a person gets two stages. One is called fana'i qalbi, one is called fana'i nafsi. What does it mean? Fana'i qalbi means that now my heart is so deep in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there's no false love that will come into a person. Person who gets that fana'i qalbi. Heart, it belongs to Allah ta'ala. It happens to the true lovers in this world also. Don't think that every person has been like me and you in history. There have been people who have been so in love with their wife that they can never ever look anywhere else. They can never imagine anything else. They can never think of anything else. They have pure loyalty. That's fanayat. And that's how Deen of Islam wants every husband to be with his wife. And just like that, Deen of Islam wants every ab to be like that with their rabb. Now their heart is so full of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's impossible now that they even feel a slight drop of unlawful love, lustful love, romantic love. Impossible for them to feel love for dunya, materialistic love, greed. Impossible for them to feel love for themselves. Ujub, kibr, takabbur, because they have fana'i qalbi. Then after that comes fana'i nafsi. Fana'i nafsi means that now, this is what Allah Ta'ala said, nafsi mutma'inna. This is the climax. And you can see it in Quran. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i. That's done. Allah says, your mission completed. Mission accomplished. Irji'i, return now. Irji'i ila rabbik. Return to your Rabb. You have completely fulfilled all the tazkiyah, all the qurb, all the goals of iman on earth. Now return to your Rabb. Radiyatan mardiyya. Such that you are pleased with your Rabb and your Rabb is pleased with you. So that's the end of the path of zikr. This nafsi mutma'inna, mutma'inna means the person gets fana'i nafsi. What does it mean? Now the nafs has no relation at all with worldly pleasures. All of the pleasures and delights of the nafs are entirely on the basis of deen and akhirah. They get nafsi mutma'inna. It's the whole path of zikr now I gave you behind the tour. And at the end of the tour I have to put you right back at the exit. And now you have to come back and make effort. Yes? Now you have to come back and make effort. But I want to show you there's a path. There's a way. There's a goal. There's an end. Every path, every station and the goal, all of it is mentioned in Quran. All of it is mentioned in Quran. Our mashayikh, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala reward them infinitely. They took their usul of zikr from Quran because they were the feelers of Quran, the livers of Quran, and their efforts were actually trying to bring people to be living, feeling Quran al-Kareem. This is the effort of zikr. This is the effort of zikr. Now, when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they get this feeling of inaba. Abdul Manib, Kalbul Manib, Munibina ilayhi, Wattakuhu. They are totally turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have taqwa all the time. So you see, Ramadan is the month of taqwa, la'allakum tattakoon, and Allah ta'ala has linked this inaba with taqwa in Quran. How do we get this inaba, this longing and yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We get that by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get that by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we want? We want that we should never be heedless of Allah ta'ala. Why should we miss out on this tremendous blessing, this tremendous grace that Allah ta'ala has put in our deen? Why should we even for 1 second miss out on the zikr? Now I want to just show you a few more ayat briefly of Quran al-Kareem. That Allah Ta'ala even told the anbiya to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, the anbiya, to go make dawah, and the greatest dawah is the dawah that was done by anbiya, right? Every other effort of dawah is secondary, the dawah of the anbiya is the greatest. the da'wah of the awliya is secondary to the da'wah of the anbiya. Greatest da'i with the anbiya. So they're going to Fir'aun. So what does Allah Ta'ala tell them? Izhab anta wa akhuka. That go, O Musa Islam, you, wa akhuka, and your brother Harun. Where? Bi'ayati, with miraculous signs of revelation that I've given you. Wala taniya fi dhikri. And don't the two of you forget me at all. Ya Allah, I have the gift of Nabuah. I have the gift of Wahi. You have given me this ayat. You have given me the staff. Allah Ta'ala saying, I've given you all of that. I even upon your dua made your brother a Nabi as well. La taniya fi dhikri. Don't you forget my zikr. You will need my zikr if you want to succeed in this mission. Nabuah alone will not be enough. These ayat, miracles I gave you are not enough. I appointed your brother as a Nabi with you. It's not enough. La taniya fi dhikri. That don't you dare let the two of you forget the zikr of Allah Ta'ala at all. Now you want to tell me zikr is optional? If a person is a person of dawah in any form, whether they do dawah through their ilm or dawah through bayan or dawah through tabliq or dawah through anyway, this is the ayah for them. The nisbat between dawah and zikr. We have to have the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Have to have the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Then for the mujahideen, what does Allah Ta'ala say in Quran? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha lakitum fi'atan fathbutu. That when you encounter an enemy contingent, fathbutu, become steadfast, have resolve, be thabit, be firm. Wadhkurullaha kathira. And you will have to remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly. You will have to make zikr kathir. So anybody who is on the work of iqamat-e-deen, this is the ayah for them, that they have to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last night, inshallah, on 30th night, I will tell you another ayah linking zikr of Allah ta'ala to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have to save a few things to keep you coming. So that I will tell you, inshallah, last 30th night, inshallah, Allah ta'ala blesses us with 30 days and nights of Ramadan. So one last ayah for tonight then. Last ayah for tonight. What is one of the greatest things that happen when we make zikr? Allah Ta'ala said in Quran. Very last ayah for tonight. Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. This ayah alone is more than everything else I told you up till now. This is the greatest fadila, the greatest virtue, the greatest reward, the greatest blessing that a person gets. Let me now translate for you in English. Fadhkuruni. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, you make zikr of me. Adhkurkum. I, Allah, will make zikr of you. Ya Allah, we are your weak, sinning servants and slaves. You should command us to make zikr of you. It befits us, we are ibad, you are rabb, that we make zikr of you. Ya Allah, you are going to make zikr of me? Abba Mahavar Angrezi Tarjama. Listen to English translation. Ya Allah, you are going to make zikr of little old me? Yes. Ya Allah, you are going to make zikr of sinning me? Yes. Ya Allah, you are going to make zikr of lazy me? Yes. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. You make zikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, I, Allah Ta'ala, will make zikr of you. Now you tell me, is this optional? You might feel your zikr of Allah Ta'ala was optional. Allah Ta'ala's zikr of you, is that optional for you? You think you can opt to live your life without Allah Ta'ala doing zikr of you? You want to come with me and tell me it's mustahab? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Al-aman al-hafiz. May Allah save us from such dalala, such misunderstanding of deen. This is not optional. This is everything that we need. All of the universe and the world and everything that it contains cannot even be a drop compared to this, that my Allah Ta'ala is going to do zikr of me. Now listen again. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That, O my servant, you make zikr of me. No matter how weakly you make zikr of me, no matter how distractingly you make zikr of me, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I in all my perfection will make my perfect zikr of you. Listen again. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That, O my servant, you make zikr of me. No matter how partially you make zikr of me, that partly you're doing zikr, doing something else also, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will completely make zikr of you. Oh, Akbar. Listen again. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that oh my servant, make zikr of me. Even if your zikr is so frail, so distracted, your zikr will have no effect on your heart. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I, Allah, will make zikr with all my might and power on your heart, and it will have an effect on your heart. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. It's two words. Two words for you to remember. Two words. You should think this. Remember this. Listen again. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Oh my slave, you remember me on Farsh, you remember me on Arad, you remember me on earth. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I, Allah, will remember you from above the Arsh. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. It's meaning, it's hadith commentary. Oh my slave, you remember me in the gathering of others. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I, Allah, will remember you in the gathering of angels. فَذْكُرُونِي, O my slave, you remember me in yourself. It's exactly hadith. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي, I will remember you in myself. Ya Allah, yourself? Yes. You remember me in yourself. This is the real blessing of zikri kalmi. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, if you remember me in yourself, I, Allah, will remember you in myself. You remember me in your heart. Not that Allah Ta'ala has a heart, literally. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, you remember me in your core, I, Allah, will remember you from the core of my being. Ajeeb. Allahu Akbar. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, my slave, by obeying and listening to my commands. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you by making makhluk obey you and listen to your commands. Yes? If sometimes somebody disobeyed you, your spouse disobeyed you, children disobeyed you, employee disobeyed you, it's because we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because we disobeyed Allah. مَنْ يَعْمَسُ أَنْ يُجْزَبِهِ. It's because we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That, O my slave, you remember me and grant respect to my hukum and command. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will grant respect on earth to you. Allahu Akbar. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala achieved from this. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whomsoever respects the Sha'air Allah, the manifestations, symbols, representations of Allah Ta'ala, this is from the taqwa of the hearts. And again, this is month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Ramadan is the month of taqwa. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. O my slave, you remember me when you're sinning, I, Allah, will remember you with my maghfirah. Yes, even to remember Allah Ta'ala when we're sinning. Because Allah has all attributes for that. In Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghafar, Al-Tawwab. فَذْكُرُونِي, O my slave, you remember me and make tawbah to me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I, Allah, will manifest my attribute of Al-Tawwab. And I will accept your tawbah completely and wipe away all your sins. Allahu Akbar Kabira. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. O my slave, you remember me in times of ease. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you in your times of difficulty. Allahu Akbar. And it goes on and on. Mufassireen have written so much. And awliya have mentioned so much. And this ayah, they just go on. Once our shaykh gave whole bayan just on this. Whole bayan was just فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can you imagine? These kibar, great awliyaullah, great mashayikh. They have so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand the zikr because they have the zikr. They teach the zikr because they feel the zikr. Last two things I will tell you. فَذْكُرُونِي, O my slave, you remember me by loving me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I, Allah, will love you. Love me, I will love you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you want me, I will want you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you become mine, I will become yours. You say to me, أَنَا عَبْدُكَ يَا اللَّهِ, I will say, أَنَا رَبُّكَ يَا عَبْدِي. Tadkuruni adhkurkum, you become mine, adhkurkum, I will become yours. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the way of Zakirin, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran al-Kareem. This is the why we do Dhikr Kathir. May Allah Ta'ala make each and every one of us from the Zakirin. May He join us with Zakirin. May He make us take our Zikr from Zakirin. May He put all of these feelings and blessings of Zikr in our heart and in our life. In this Ramadan, after Ramadan, may He raise us up on the Day of Judgment from the Zakirin. May He join us in Akhirah with His Zakirin Mahbubin. Wa Akhiru Da'wana an Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before we make dua, inshallah, on this very special night of the 25th of Ramadan, which has a chance of being Laylatul Qadr, and we have only tonight and two more chances left, first we want to make the pledge of Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this special night. And those of you who want to learn Zikr from our line of Mashayikh, this in normal Urf, this used to be called Bayah. Bayah simply means to make an intention that you want to become a student of Zikr and Tazkiyah. That you want to join the path of Zakirin. That you want to link your heart, not just to one person, that you want to link your heart to a line of Mashayikh, a chain of Mashayikh. That you want to make yourself part of that unbroken continuous chain. What does that mean? That we want, anybody can attend gatherings like this, but now it means I want more. I want these teachings to enter my heart. I want to be guided on these teachings. I want to be nurtured on these teachings. I want to be taught Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. I want to be guided on Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So you don't have to come separately and individually for that. Right now what I'm about to do is sufficient for that. And those of you already bear to some shaykh, then you should in your heart make an intention that you are again making a commitment to Allah Ta'ala, that you will be a more better student of theirs, you will practice the zikr that they taught. Either way, you want to come on this path of Zakirin. And the most important nail we should make when we recite these words is what our Mashayikh called Tawbah. We want to make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala on this night of Tawbah, on this night of Maghfirah. We want to reattach our heart in Iman to Allah, and we want to beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive us for all of our sins. So I recite some words of Iman, words of Tawbah, and those who recite with this intention of Bayah, they want to be students of Zikr, they should meet Hafiz Uzair, Hafiz Nazir, our people here. If you're not in Sunnah Taqaf, if you're in Sunnah Taqaf, you will all have been meeting and will continue to be meeting me, and identify yourself so we know you, we get to guide you, we get to train you. May Allah Ta'ala put this zikr in all of our heart, and may attach all of us to the Zakirin. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So make niyat in your heart, Ya Allah, of Tawbah. Ya Allah, I'm making repentance of all of my previous sins. I ask you to forgive me for all the times I neglected you, for all the times I forgot you, for all the times I disobeyed you, for all the prayers that I missed, for all the fasts that I skipped, for every rule that I broke, for every lust I indulged in, for every romance I dreamt of. Ya Allah, make Tawbah of everything, Ya Allah. This is the night of Tawbah. This is the night of 25th Yad of Bikareem, and you are the Rabb of Rahmah, the Rabb of Maghfirah. Ya Allah, we ask that you send your mercy on our heart, and we make niyyah, Ya Allah, and we pledge to you, Ya Allah, that we want to be true to you. In our future, we want to live a life always seeking entirely your pleasure, always following entirely the sunnah of your blessed messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to do our entire tazkiyah, we want to get this entire zikr. So make this niyyah in your heart and repeat these words after me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'dal maut. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه إقرار باللسان وتصديق بالقلب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين. Alhamdulillah, by reciting these words, we've made our tawbah together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who made niyyah to become students of zikr, the method of our mashayikh teaches briefly is as follows, and for details, every night at 11 p.m. we are explaining these things at length. Number one, daily recitation of Qur'an. You must connect your heart to Kalamullah to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is daily istighfar, to repeat and renew this tawbah 100 times a day. Astaghfirullahu rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. Third, 100 times a day to connect our heart, to pledge our heart, to attach the feelings of our heart to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam through durood and salawat. 100 times, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fourth is to get our heart stuck on the zikr of Allah. When Arabic we call bakufi kalbi, means all the time, no matter what we're doing, sitting, driving, working, talking, interacting, all the time we make simple intention that Allah Ta'ala, my heart is remembering you. And then next we try to remember Allah, try to feel feelings of love for Allah Ta'ala throughout the day, try to remember He's with us throughout the day, feel shukr throughout the day. You keep practicing this thousands of times a day, remind your heart to remember Allah. And the fifth and final zikr our Mashayikh teach for us to do every day is called muraqabah. This is what we will practice right now for a few minutes. It's silent zikr of the heart, where we make niyyah that our qalb, our spiritual heart, is making zikr of Allah Ta'ala's name, that our qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah. You practice these 5 zikr, you keep in touch with us, you get connected to our friends here, you go to the website, you listen to different talks and teachings, and you try to implement those teachings. That's called rabita, to be connected, to remain connected. And inshallah, this is the path of Zakirin. It has its own barakah in it. So may Allah Ta'ala accept us for this path, accept us for all of those steps like I told you on the path, and grant us that ultimate goal of the path, which is nafsi mutma'inna. So before we make dua, spend a few short minutes in silent zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We may recite some duas during the zikr, but you will remain silent, and in your heart you make intention that, Ya Allah, my qalb is turning to you. Ya Allah, I want to make one intention tonight. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Ya Allah, I'm sitting and making zikr of you, as you promised in Quran. Ya Allah, make zikr of me. Send the nur of hidayah on my heart. Send the nur of your rahmah on my heart. Send the light of your mercy on my heart. Send your forgiveness on my heart. Send your blessings on my heart. Soften my heart from the deen. Turn my heart away from every sinful desire, and fill my heart with your love. And in gratitude and shukr to you, Ya Allah, my qalb is doing zikr of your name. My qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah.
Wow, his wala dil badal de mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de gunahgari mein kab tak umr ka tu gunahgari mein kab tak umr ka tu badal de mera rasta dil badal de tera ho jaao itni aarzu hai tera ho jaao itni aarzu hai bas itni hai tamanna dil badal de meri faryaad sun le mere maula meri faryaad sun le mere maula meri faryaad sun le mere maula bana le apna banda dil badal de bana le apna banda dil badal de wash all the sins away and change my dead heart Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. Please change me into your obedient slave. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules, worshipped my nafs and a few ignorant fools. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you, please help me. I wish your name to be engraved on my heart. I wish your name to be engraved on my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. I close my eyes and it is you that I see. Please fill my heart with your love and mercy. Please fill my heart with your love and mercy. We are forgetful, leading lives so busy. We are forgetful, leading lives so empty. We are forgetful, leading lives so lazy. I may forget you, please don't you forget me. I may forget you, please don't you forget me. I do not know what kind of friend that you are. I do not know what kind of friend that you are. You come so near whenever I run so far. You come so near whenever I run so far. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله ایک دعا سبحان رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رب كريم we are fakir at your door we are beggars at your door يا رب كريم we are beggars in this masjid يا الله it's the fifth night of the last 10 days Five nights have passed, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Be kind with us, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Accept our tawbah on this night. Ya Allah, we were so forgetful of you, negligent of you. We prayed empty salah. We offered empty tawaf. We made empty say. We gave empty dua. We recited empty durood. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We have felt the pain on this night. We have realized on this night that we are begging you, Ya Allah. Allahumma ij'alna min al-zakirin. Ya Allah, make us amongst those zakirin. We too want a heart that remembers you. We too want a heart that melts at the mention of you. We too want a heart that is filled with fear for you. We too want a heart that is yearning for you. Grant us that qalbun munib. Grant us that zakir qalb. Grant us the khashiyya of the qulub. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, make us amongst the zakirin. Allaha kathina wa zakirat. Ya Allah, if ever we forget you, remind us, Ya Allah. If ever we go astray, guide us, Ya Allah. If ever after tonight our hand reaches out to sin, stop us, Ya Allah. You're ala kulli shay'in qadir. Apply your qudrat on our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are sick and tired of this nafs, Ya Allah. So many times before we made tawbah, only to break that tawbah. So many times before we made pledges, only to break them, Ya Allah. All the time our nafs kept defeating us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, rescue us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us out from this nafs-e ammara. Bring us into nafs-e mutminna. Take us out from this qalbun mareed. Bring us into qalbun saleem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we too want to remember you in the day, to remember you at night, to remember you alone, to remember you in public. Ya Allah, to remember you in gatherings, to remember you in solitude. Ya Allah, grant us every type of zikr, Ya Allah. Every flavor of zikr, Ya Allah. Every taste of zikr, Ya Allah. Every sweetness of zikr, Ya Allah. Grant us the lazzat of zikr, the lutz of zikr, the halawat of zikr. But most of all, Ya Allah, grant us the ubudiyah of zikr. And even most of all, Ya Rabbi Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Ya Allah. We got so much hope when we heard you say, أَذْكُرْكُمْ Ya Allah, make zikr of us, Ya Allah. It is not our worth to ask you of this. It does not befit us to ask you of this. But your words in Quran, Ya Allah, have opened the door for us to make this dua. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you always make zikr of us. Even if we stop making zikr of you, Ya Allah, we ask that you send your zikr on our heart, your zikr on our mind, your zikr on our bodies. Change us, Ya Allah. Fix us, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we've seen in the history of this ummah that if you wish to guide someone, Ya Rabbi Kareem, there's nothing that can make them go astray. Ya Allah, you once wished to guide us also. On Yawm Alas, Ya Allah, you cast your gaze on our ruh and you selected it for Ummat Mustafa. Ya Allah, send that same gaze on our qalb again. Select us, Ya Allah, again. Select us to be zakirin. Select us to be muttaqin. We have no hope in ourselves. We have no amal to offer. We have no strength, Ya Allah. But if you make irada on this night, it is easy for you, Ya Allah. If you make irada on this night, you just have to say kun for yakun. It will happen, Ya Allah. Make it in our taqdeer to be zakirin, muttaqin. Make it in our naseeb to be zakirin, muttaqin. Make it in our fate, Ya Allah, to become zakirin, muttaqin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us not pass away from this world until you are radi with us, until you are pleased with us. We too want to be radiyatam mardiyah. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Guide us on the guidance, guide us on the path, guide us to the people, guide us to the teachings. Connect our hearts, Ya Allah. Disconnect our heart from everything that is distracting us from you, deceiving us from you. Connect our heart to everything and everyone that will connect us to you, remind us of you. Let us always remain connected, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, humana gunaukum maaf farma. فضل کرم رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب کریم تاک رات ہے, آپ کے مبارک رمضان و مبارک مہینہ ہے, آپ کی رحمت اور مغفرت کی تذکرہ سن سن کر آئے ہیں, بڑی امید لے کر آئے ہیں. یا رب کریم بڑے دور سے آئے ہیں, بڑے دور سے آئے ہیں, بڑے دیر سے آئے ہیں, ہم آپ کے باغی مسلمان ہیں. یا رب کریم ہم پر ترس کھا لیجیے اللہ, ترس کھا لیجیے اللہ, اپنی دورنگی سے خود تھک گئے ہیں, نفس لڑ لڑ کر تھک چکے ہیں, آپ ترس کھا لیجیے اللہ, ہمیں اس نفس امارہ سے نجات عطا فرما, نفس مطمئن نصیب فرما, قلب سلیم عطا فرما. یا رب کریم ہم سب کو اپنے سیدھا سچا سچا ستر مسلمان بنا. یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کا ذکر نصیب فرما, ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹوں سے ذکر نصیب فرما, زبان کو ذاکر بنا, آنکھ کو ذاکر بنا, دماغ کو ذاکر بنا. یا رب کریم ذاکرین کے ساتھ نتھی فرما, ذاکرین کے ساتھ نسبت عطا فرما, اس نسبت کی لاج رکھنے نصیب فرما, اس نسبت کی قدر دانی نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم اس جامع مسجد کی نسبت کو قبول فرما, حضرت شیخ الحدیث امام محمد ذکری رام تعالی, حضرت یوسف پٹیل رام تعالی, ہمارے حضرت دام برکات عمر عالیہ, یعنی ایسے ہستیوں ذاکرین نے اس مسجد میں مجالس فرمائے, بیانات فرمائے, اعتکاف فرمایا, اسی نسبت نے ہمیں بھی یہاں کھینچ لایا. یا رب کریم ہمارے بڑوں سے سنا رہے سلامت تمہاری نسبت, یا رب کریم اس نسبت کو سلامتی عطا فرما, اس نسبت کو شرف قبولیت عطا فرما. یا رب کریم الحکمہ بالذاکرین, ہمیں ذاکرین کے ساتھ نتھی فرما. یا رب کریم یو سینڈ یور ٹینڈر مرسی آن اس, یور ٹینڈر گیز آن اس, keep our hearts connected to you, our hearts united to you. Ya Allah, this is the 25th night, Ya Allah. It may be Laylatul Qadr, but Ya Allah, you are Al-Qadir, ala kulli shayin qadir. Every night is full of your power. Ya Rabbi Kareem, send the power of your mercy on us, the power of your maghfirat on us. Send all of your tajilliyat, all of your blessings on our heart. We are the most needy, Ya Allah, the most destitute and poor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, and we make dua for the ummah, Ya Allah. Send your special rahmah on this ummah. We make dua for all of the people sitting in itikaf and all the places of the world. Ya Allah, accept all of their gatherings, all of their sittings, all of their duas, all of their efforts. Ya Allah, we make dua for all of the fasting mu'mineen, and Ya Allah, those mu'mineen who are not fasting this month, Ya Allah, send your hidayah on them, introduce yourself to them, show your love to them, Ya Allah. They too will become fasting believers, they will become your loving believers, they will be better than us, Ya Allah, they will be more true to you, Ya Allah. We live in an age of fitna and fasad, fisk and fujur, where misguidance is everywhere. Ya Allah, you too, Ya Allah, make your guidance am and tam, Ya Allah, make your hidayah sari and jari, Ya Allah, spread your guidance wide and far, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make special dua for the youth of this ummah. Ya Allah, do hifazat of their iman, hifazat of their haya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, do hifazat of the haya of the women. Ya Allah, teach the women haya, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Inspire their hearts to love you, inspire their hearts to fear you. Teach the men, Ya Allah, haya, Ya Allah. Teach us loyalty to our women, loyalty to ourselves. Teach us to lower the gaze, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We're in a crisis of haya, Ya Allah. Send your karam on us, send your fazal on us, send your hidayah on us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we make dua for all of the works and efforts of deen. Ya Allah, we ask that you send your protection on all of the masajids in the world. Protect all three harams, Ya Allah. Liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Liberate the people of Palestine, Ya Allah. Rescue the people of Sham, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to protect all of the maqatib al-Qur'aniya, the madaris al-Islamiyya Arabiya. Ya Allah, we ask that you send your special tender mercy on all of those ulama and mashayikh who are making da'wat ilallah, all the hankas and places where mashayikh are teaching zikr, Ya Allah. We ask that you spend your special mercy on the work of tabligh, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Wherever they are walking, wherever they are spreading, put barakah in their words, a magnet in their words. Ya Allah, we ask that you unite these forces, unite the hearts, Ya Allah, and revive the deen, Ya Rabbi Kareem. How long will we wait, Ya Allah? How long will the disbelievers taunt us, Ya Allah? We are just falling like cattle in front of them. Ya Madad, Ya Allah. Ya Nusrat, Ya Allah. Ya Rab, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Help us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ansurna al-Qawm al-Kafirin. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen. And Ya Allah, we make dua for the hidayah of the entire ummah. Give the entire ummah taqwa in this month. Give the entire ummah walaya in this month. Ya Rabbi Kareem.
Ya Allah, whatever du'as we made, accept them. Whatever du'as in the hearts of any of the ones who are here, any who are listening, whenever they're listening, Ya Allah, accept the pious du'as, the sincere du'as, the heartfelt du'as. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Rabbana takambal minna innaka antas samiul alim, utubu alayna innaka antat tawabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amen.